This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from California, where it's warmer out there than it is where I'm at, and I'm in Florida. It's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You know something? How many times, I don't say it very often that you're warmer than we are, do I?
No.
Yeah, well, we start the hour off at, let me see here, 39 degrees now. Reporting right here. So it's going back and forth between 38 and 39. Definitely below 40.
Wow. That's cold.
Yeah, and you're nice and warm where you are.
Yeah, about 54.
Yeah, that's not, I would take that right now. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we move on to our next topic, I got an email from one of my pals down there in Bradenton. We'll call him the Spook, Mr. Fitz. Anybody who's been in the military knows what a spook is, and he was one of them. He says, hey, Captain Matt, something to consider. Russia has been in Crimea longer than the USA has been in San Diego. In my opinion, a treaty that allows the Russians continued access to the warm water port makes more sense than an all-out war. Great point there. I forgot all about that. Now, because that's why they went into Crimea, was to get that port, remember?
That's right.
Now, then he says, plus, NATO is weak, and the Russians know it. However, if the Ukraine wants to become a member of NATO, it would definitely be a major push, a boost, to deterring Russian aggression and all access for Eastern and Western Europe, something the Russians definitely don't want and will do whatever it takes to avoid. Now, we do know that that's one reason why they want to do whatever it is they're going to do to the Ukraine, because they're not yet a member of NATO.
That's exactly right. And one of the things that the American president has is the notion of expanding NATO. Putin is obviously dead set against something like that. But when they talk about, well, we'll have these economic sanctions and whatnot, nothing would really speak louder to Putin than doing something like, look, we're going to get these people into NATO. We're going to get the people around them into NATO. Or we're going to come up with something that shows a more united front. Because, again, when you have something that's just going to be out-and-out aggression, it's not good for the rest of the stability of the world. And as we mentioned in our number one, Captain, the Chinese are watching this very quickly,
sure,
very closely, rather, and they could move as well. So in other words, what the president is doing just seems to be folly at this point.
Yeah. Now, an NBC poll, another one, has revealed the most unpopular major political figure in the country and where things may be headed. You ready?
Yep.
They released a poll showing who the most unpopular major political figure is in the country, but it also gives a great indication of where things are headed as the November midterm election draws closer. Now, according to the poll, number one on the list is Vice President Kamala Harris. She has a 32% favorable rating and a 49% unfavorable, underwater by 17 points. Number two is the Democratic Party in general. 33% favorable, 48% unfavorable. They're underwater by 15 points. Number three is Donald Trump. 37% favorable, 51% unfavorable. He's underwater by 14 points. Then, an unusual number here, the GOP has a 34% favorability, 44% unfavorable. They're underwater by 10 points. Biden is 39% favorable, 48% unfavorable, underwater by 9 points. And then Liz Cheney, just to show you something silly here, 23% favorable, 29% unfavorable, underwater by 6 points. I put Liz Cheney in there because somebody last week mentioned she could be considered as a running mate for Joe Biden.
Unbelievable. What's the world coming to? You mentioned the Vice President, Kamala Harris.
Well, yeah.
One of the problems she has, Captain, is she keeps going on television and doing interviews.
Well, you know what they call her, don't you?
It's hurting her.
You know what they call her?
What's that?
Black Hillary.
Well, she's not doing well with these interviews.
But that's what they call her, Black Hillary. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more. Couldn't make that up if I tried, ladies and gentlemen. Coming back with more to Captain America Third Watch. And some guy called Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha we will. Thank you there, Mr. Jeff from Sarasota, for doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. Talked to Pete last week, and he was thanking everybody for jumping onto the bandwagon and buying the product. And he said he's had a lot of great reports from people that are telling him about how it works for them. Well, all I can tell you folks is I've been taking it for 7 years, and it works for me. And that's why I'm telling you about it right now. Now, this product caused me to be able to come out of the doldrum I was in taking Mobic and Flexerol, which are prescription drugs. That's number one. Number two, I reacted after that to taking a bunch of Aleve, a handful of Aleve in the morning and a handful of Aleve in the evening, and I am not exaggerating. I don't even know how many I took. It was up to, had to be 10 or 12 total for the day, which is not very good. And then I heard about Relief Factor, and I'm so glad I did. Because it's all natural, and the all-natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, lycopene, and omega-3 help your body to support its natural response to inflammation and the swelling that many people have when they have issues with their legs and their blood pressure and their blood flow and all that. Now, it also helps to lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on by going right straight to the source of the pain. And it definitely works for me. I'll give you an example. It's cold out. Anybody with arthritis or bursitis, when it gets cold, they start to have aches and pains. Well, my shoulder started to hurt, and my right wrist started to hurt, the one that I broke twice and have a pin in it as a result. I took the Relief Factor in this morning. Boom, pain gone. Came back a little bit about maybe 10 o'clock or so at night because it was starting to wear off. Took the Relief Factor again. Boom, gone again. So that's what it does for me. And it'll do the same thing for you. All you have to do is try it. It's 100% drug-free. And you can get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Now, here's the great thing. No clubs to join, no hidden charges, no nothing. It's $19.95 plus the shipping to get it to you. If you want it there faster than the 3 to 5 days that it takes, you can do that too, but you have to pay to get it there quicker. But it's $19.95 plus the shipping and handling. So it's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Take it. It will work for you. And then you get on the regular delivery, and away you go. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got some great email here, including one from a great friend of ours, great friend of the show, great friend of my former commanding officer, retired Major General Paul Vallely. It's his buddy that went to the U.S. Military Academy, too, and graduated with him, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney. How about that? Retired USAF.
All right. Very cool.
Here's what he says. He says, Captain, you and your guests just bring such a brilliant, brilliant attitude to the radio that other people seem to fail about. It is all about America. When will America wake up that we need to be Americans first? God bless you. God bless your audience. God bless your guests. We, the people, are coming in November. General, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney.
All right. I like that. Absolutely.
And I don't know if this is who we talked to, but I got one from Mary in Clearwater, Florida. You ready?
Okay.
Great show. The evidence you produce is powerful. We reference it all the time in the things we talk about with the people we talk to. By the way, it's like getting an intelligence briefing at night when you talk with Denise Simon. Keep up the great work.
All right. Great email.
Yeah. And then we got one from Joan P. in Utica, New York. She says, you are such a true vision of what America needs to be. I've told all my friends and family to listen to your program, and many of them are. You get new listeners every night from up here that you don't even know about. And we all thank you. Every one of them says that we, the people, agree with you, and we, the people, are America. And yes, they work for us. We will be voting in November 2022. That's Joan P. in Utica, New York.
Wow. Well, of course, yeah, welcome to all the new listeners, and you're part of the Captain's Army now, so
yeah.
this is a big deal.
And I got one more from Pueblo, Colorado, from, I don't know if this is a first name or last name, it's Donahue. It says, the globalist agenda needs to be talked about while Biden is still president. It cost Zuckerberg over $400 million, and he's one of the many tech giants that contributed. A fabricated event will soon appear to mandate martial law and Second Amendment abridgment through Biden's executive action, focus on resistance. I suspect even that Beijing's Olympics in about a month will force hundreds of countries to show up and then watch as Taiwan is assaulted. Keep up the great work. We listen to you all the time. Donahue, Pueblo, Colorado.
All right. Yeah, as well. You know, I think, Captain, yeah, I think China's going to do something big sooner than later.
All right, I got one more because this guy's a guy we've talked to on the show before, and I see him every now and then around at different events. This is from Tom in Fort Myers, Florida. He says, I love your work, Captain. Keep up the great job. I'm a contributor to Trevor Loudon's website. You may know him from his Counterpunch series on Epic Times TV, and I believe that you've had him on your show a few times. By the way, I've posted some articles there recently, something akin to know. I react when I read when I read material. Now, I nod my head a lot of times when you're on the air, and I say to myself, sounds like something I should have written. In other words, he's telling me that I'm giving him information for his stories, I guess.
Yeah, sounds like it, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, Tom. We appreciate all those people that chimed in. It's pretty neat.
It really, really is. You know, to know that, Captain, the program is having such an impact and people are seeing it. And as you say so many different times, it's about we the people.
Yep.
That's why this program is cutting through the noise.
Yep. It's got nothing to do with me or you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's we the people. And what we're talking about is universal in so many different ways.
Speaking of universal, get this. while a growing number of Los Angeles-bound cargo ships are now biding time, of all places, off the coast of Mexico, further away from L.A. and San Diego so they can't be seen, the supply chain crisis this week has gotten worse as consumers still continue to find more empty shelves in stores across the U.S. There's a big population of ships off the coast of Mexico right now, so said Kim Laudit, director of the Marine Exchange. If you look at the Pacific, it kind of makes sense to go down there. The weather's better and the further south you go, plus they can't be seen off the coast of America. Now, wait till you hear this one. The number of ships waiting to deliver goods in Los Angeles has jumped about 12% since October, when President Joe Biden announced the ports would be open round the clock to ease congestion. Well, here's what's happened with that. The Marine Exchange reported now there are 190 ships of all types waiting in line to dock at the Los Angeles and Long Beach ports on January 19th. Back in mid-October, the number was about 170. It has gotten worse.
It certainly has gotten worse. And but when you could look out and see those ships off the California coast or from the Long Beach area, this kind of thing, it was a much bigger visual reminder. But, Captain, these ships are still there. There are more of them now, obviously. But here's what the Biden administration does. They explain to you how the bare shelves aren't actually real.
Yeah.
They explain to you how things are getting back on track and they open the ports and whatnot. But, you know, Captain, the old adage, this is so true. If you're explaining, you're losing. And they know that they're losing, so the explanations will get much more complex, I think.
And it also takes about 2 months longer to deliver goods from Asia to the Pacific coast now than it did in 2019 before the pandemic, according to Flexport, which is a San Diego-based freight forwarding company. Now, in early January, Flexport was found that westbound shipments from Asia took an average of 110 days, a 65-day increase, and a new record high. Wow.
Wow is right. And nobody is immune to this at this point. Bare Shelves Biden is, you know, here to stay, I'm afraid.
Bare Shelves Biden.
Yeah, Bare Shelves Biden. And people are going to the grocery store. They're figuring out that they've got shortages. It's not just shortages. It's higher prices. And now, Captain, because this is ongoing, this is a chronic problem now, people can expect, I hate to say, to spend much more as time goes on to get regular things. I'm not talking like, you know, the food, I'll get this today because I'm going to splurge or whatever. You know, it's just stuff that you just need to eat, you know. It's going to continue to get more expensive.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're going to find this guy over here, this word guy from Sarasota, and have him take us to break. Here we go.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
British officials are saying that the Kremlin plans to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine and has a potential candidate ready. They say that Yevhen Muryev, a former member of parliament in Ukraine, would be considered if Russian President Vladimir Putin decides to invade the country. Moscow denies the accusations, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken describes concerns about Russia.
We've been concerned and have been warning about exactly these kind of tactics for weeks, and we talked about that publicly, that Russia would try to, in some way, topple or replace the government. Just a few days ago, we sanctioned 4 Russian agents in Ukraine who were engaged in destabilizing activities. This is very much part of the Russian playbook.
Blinken appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. U.S. Embassy personnel in Ukraine are on standby to be evacuated if necessary. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That would be none other than Mike Lindell. And I'll tell you what, go to MyPillow.com, take a look at what he's got going on there. And one of the things that's on sale right now, 50% off, are the My Slippers. And if you want to buy a pair of My Slippers and save a bunch of money, now's the time to do it. I don't know how much longer the special is going to go on, but it's still on today. You can go to the MyPillow.com website, look for the little My Slippers logo link that's there, click on it, or you can go into the Radio Listener Specials page that's there. That's for everybody listening to us on the radio, where you'll get things that are marked down 50%, 67%, 75%. And, I mean, they've really got some deals there. Now, the promo code that you'll need to use, because you always need a promo code to get the reduced prices, the promo code is going to be CAPTAIN. Very simple, very easy, CAPTAIN. Now, they've got a phone number you can call if you don't want to dilly-dally around on the website. The number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Call them up, speak to a live person, place your order, and away you go. MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. Phone number 800-641-5459. Don't forget, the MyPillow sleepers are on special. 50% off. 50% off. And if you want the slippers, now's the time to get them. I just bought a second pair myself. I'll let you know when I get them. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger, the liberals are out there advertising, trying to flip the mantra, let's go, Brandon, And all it's done is it's gotten them into more trouble. And it's so far failed absolutely miserably. These people, they can't get out of their own way, some of these people.
Well, no, they can't. They have, I think, Captain, they're just flummoxed at the Let's Go Brandon thing that's just gone viral, if you call it that, or just how it's just taken over. They don't understand it because they don't understand the people across the highways and byways. In so many ways, they think that they're supposed to tell everybody what to do and figure it all out for them and tell them what kind of food to eat, what kind of car to drive, what kind of energy to have, what, you know, how to live. But, you know, people are saying, no, this isn't working. And they see it with their own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
With that, it's not working. So they're saying, let's go, Brandon.
Well, first of all, the ad is badly done. So you can't tell it's supposed to be positive. Now, the sound of the quality of the remarks is also off. Plus, the listing of things to match the letters, let's go, Brandon, is also a far reach, which is all interesting to say the least, right?
Well, that's right. Well, you know, part of what the far left and the liberal, Democrat Party elite, mm-hmm. basically, they're all about show. They think it just hasn't been packaged right yet. And that's why they're trying to counter it with something like this, because, oh, we'll have some cool packaging for this. And it's just not going to work because the underlying problems, they're creating them.
Yeah, and that's why they brought in... Who the heck was it? They brought in somebody to do their imaging now. It's one of the Hollywood guys. I forget which one it was. And that's not going to work either. They have no message. They have no message.
Well, that's right. They don't have a message. The message they have is really continue to realize that you're going to pay more. You're going to get less. You're going to have longer lines. And on and on it goes. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And we're going to try to blame somebody else for this, mm-hmm. but we're really actually making this happen on our own. And that, Captain, right. is just ridiculous.
Okay, hold that thought. We have a caller on the line. I think I know who this is. Is this Elliot in Wesley Chapel?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to you, Kyle, from the West Coast. Captain, if you can give me 60 seconds, I want to share this important news with you here. America, we are bear witnessing to the total collapse of our southern border. When we regain control in Congress and the Senate, we should call for the impeachment of both Biden and Kamala Harris. Now, sock it to them the way they socked it to America. We should lay the pedal to the metal. Let's organize a peaceful march in Washington calling for the southern border be taken back and put in total control of the Republicans, to march in unison with those who want this to happen. We march against the hypocrite Democrats who portray themselves as world environmentalists, but they do not utter a damn word that's been discovered that illegals who have come across the border have littered our deserts and towns with tons and tons of trash they have discarded. We focus the light on those families who lost children and grandchildren to cartel human smugglers and powerful Chinese and Mexican cartel drugs such as fentanyl, heroin, and cocaine. Americans are waking up to Joe Biden's total destruction of America, and they can't stand it anymore. The march in Washington to take back the southern border. Peaceful protest. Thank you, Captain.
All right. Thank you, Elliot. Now, I wonder if he's heard about Jim Jordan and what he had to say once the Republicans take back the House.
What was that?
He talked about impeaching Biden, not Harris, but Biden first.
Well, right. You know, that's always a possibility, and it would depend on what's happening at that point. I personally think that if it could be done in the red wave that you'd have veto-proof majorities, then you wouldn't have to impeach Biden.
You would need to have veto-proof majorities to do it.
That's right.
Because of the way the rules are set up.
Right, right. And also, though, I think that the GOP, especially if it continues to make the gains that we see, even just in these polls, but it's certainly what happens in November, then they may be able to really position themselves to have these big majorities, especially going back into 2024, take the White House. And, you know, as we talked about before, Captain, this notion of contract with America, bring that back, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Some version of that, so that it's something, look, if we don't do this and we don't actually enact these things, you hold us accountable. But this is what we need to get back on track. And I'm telling you, there are enough Democrats out there now, rank and file, who are saying to themselves, we're going to go with what's going to be successful. And if they didn't like Trump's mean tweets, you know, what they liked and what they're finding out, and they're saying things were pretty good, and which is actually a very good thing at this point, because nothing says, you know, switch back to Trump, you know, or Trumpism, actually, more than what the Democrats have done to this country in the last year.
Well, first of all, they don't need to worry about tweets and Trump because he's not on Twitter anymore.
That's right.
He's going to have his own platform.
Well, he does. That's right.
He doesn't have it yet, but he's going to have it.
Right. But in terms of what the fodder was, it was especially with the liberal media, they would focus on what did Donald Trump tweet that day rather than the fact that people were going back to work. America was being unleashed again. Entrepreneurs were being unleashed. It was really happening. Everything was getting better. But they wanted to focus on the man. They wanted to focus on the tweets. And that was a triangle, a focus that they found was effective.
Let me run this by you. I believe the time has come to terminate the pandemic state of emergency that are in different parts of the United States. It's time to end the controls, the closures, the restrictions, the plexiglass, the stickers, the exhortations, the panic monitoring, the distancing announcements, the commercials, the forced masking, the vaccine mandates. And I don't mean that the virus is gone, because it's not. Omicron is still spreading wildly, and the virus may circulate forever for all I know. But with a normal focus on protecting the vulnerable, we can treat the virus as a medical rather than a social matter and manage it in ordinary ways. A declared emergency needs continuous justification. And right now, Kyle, that's just not there.
It's not there, and I'm so glad you said, Captain, treating it like a medical issue and not a social issue or a government or a political issue. That's where we're falling down with this. And, you know, the notion that there's going to be, and even Dr. Fauci is now, well, we may live with this for a long time. Well, that is the way that's going, or that it will end up. But the division that continues right now, the idea that, you know, you have a scarlet V, basically, if you're not vaccinated or something, it's continuing to divide the people.
All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music, and we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report as we take a look at the roads out there for everybody. So don't go nowhere, no how, no soon, quick. And we'll and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Okay, and by the way, I'm getting jokes here on the side here. Okay, be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny painted in bright green. It's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah, this is my town. Hey, where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays. Where I ran off cause I got mad and it came to blow. This is my town. Yeah. diner. I wonder if that interstate's still coming through. I've got Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ. Well, there ain't an empty seat to be found. And this is my turn.
This is my town. That could be your town. That could be anybody's town. Anybody's been in a small town, you know what I'm talking about. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Take it away out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're tracking, of course, some winter weather advisories tonight, especially in the state of Montana and also northern Wyoming as you're coming up Interstate 90, I should say I-90. That's true. So this is going to be south of Billings as you head down towards Wyoming. Also, high wind warning along I-25. This is going to be north of Cheyenne. And if you're heading out west from Laramie towards Elk Mountain, you're going to have a high wind warning there as well coming across I-80. Now, dense fog continues up in the state of Washington, especially around Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho as well, and heading on west as you head towards or head down I-90, dense fog advisory turns into freezing fog near Walla Walla there in Washington. Also, Captain, Cabbage Hill is reading 27 degrees. They've also got ground fog. That means, of course, at that temperature, it's also going to be freezing fog, so hopefully you got your heated mirrors going on. Also, we've got dense fog advisories around Seattle coming down Interstate 5 through Portland, down through Eugene as well. And I'll bet you anything, I think Richard the Marine might be seeing some of that fog as well tonight from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. Or perhaps not. We'll find out, I'm sure. He may check in again. But we've got a pretty quiet map tonight, Captain, so that's actually a pretty good thing. But be careful out there, especially because of the low temperatures and that freezing fog in those different areas.
Okay, we got some some unsettled weather conditions up in North Dakota. We could be getting another Alberta Clipper coming across with snow up there, or it may start in Wisconsin to move east. But over the next couple of days, three at the most, we're going to have snow coming across the northern plains, pretty much north of I-90. So I-90 across might be the southernmost area, rather. We'll see. Right now we do have some snow around Lake Michigan, not only on the west side to include Milwaukee on down to Chicago, on around to Gary, over a ways about halfway across Indiana, then up the western side of Michigan tonight. Got a little bit of snow, looks like, kicking in just north of Detroit. And up there in the area of the boot, our folks that are listening to us there on AM 660 right there. Looks like you might be getting a little bit of snow. And again, that's all part of this clipper. And then cold, freezing cold weather in the deep south all the way in Florida down to Miami right now. Miami has got a frost warning up as we speak. And north of Miami, up here to the I-4 corridor, a frost warning, not watch, warning. Now, above us, all the way to the Georgia line, over to the Gulf, over to the Atlantic, so that's about 100 miles swath of Florida, you've got a freeze warning, hard freeze warning. You've got temperatures that are going to be, the further north you go up towards Georgia, that are going to be in the low 20s, maybe even in the teens. Yep, you heard me say that. Now, this will also be going up through Valdosta, up to Tifton, over across to Brunswick, over across almost to Savannah, Georgia. And then, of course, it's really cold in the panhandle of Florida. And we have a developing storm in the western part of the Gulf of Mexico that will be coming across Florida tomorrow and possibly during the day, morning, afternoon, and perhaps early evening before it decides to go out in the ocean and probably go up the East Coast. We'll see. All right, Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And right now we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com chiming in. Good morning.
Good morning.
A lot of things going on in the Ukraine tonight. I don't want to dwell on it because there's so much stuff. I want to get into it a little bit more in depth after the top of the hour news. But the big thing is they've decided, the State Department, to pull our non-essential people out, and that starts right now.
It's already started. Not only non-essential people, but family members of diplomats. So, and actually for the last several weeks, top businessmen and other families of government officials and whatnot have already left. So it has been going on for quite some time.
Yeah, and it looks as if things are starting to really drop very quickly over there. We have an aircraft carrier battle group with some friends of ours that'll be not very far away that are over there to watch the area, for whatever that means. And of course, we were talking last hour about, well, what happens if Russia decides that our carrier is going to do something offensive to defend the Ukraine? Do they go after our carrier?
Well, that's the risk of hostilities.
Well, if they did, I think we'd have ourselves a major, not conflict, war. Is that what they want?
Well,
is that what they want?
I don't think that that's really what Russia wants, but Russia is scheming to get as close to it as we can so Russia can blame the United States and any NATO countries for instigating a conflict.
Well, Black Hillary has said we're going to be ready. You know who that is, right?
Sure.
Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
She's now known as Black Hillary. She's even hired some of the. She's even hired some of the same reimaging team as Hillary to change her look.
Yeah, swell, huh?
I wonder if they could keep her lips sealed so she wouldn't say anything. That's part of the problem.
Well, they just keep her away from the media.
All righty, I hear the music coming up, so hang on there. Okay, folks. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, it'll be with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We're definitely going to get in to talk about the Ukraine, talk about China, and talk about the southern border. It's not going away. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.